This is KUNC. Colorado's governor is paid a salary of $90,000 a year. Yet, candidates hoping to get that job may pay well in excess of that amount, millions of dollars more. That led KUNC campaign finance reporter Sandra Fish to ask, do wealthy candidates win more elections in the state?
That's the sound of a crowd waiting for Democratic Congressman Jared Polis in his hometown of Boulder. He's kicking off his campaign to be Colorado's next governor.
I was honored to have been a part of creating hundreds of good-paying jobs. And one of the things that we always did in the companies that I started, and I'm going to champion as your next governor, is employee ownership. We're going to make sure that it's not just the investors and the executives who do well.
Now Polis is investing in his own campaign for governor, and he isn't the only candidate willing to spend his own money. When he first ran for Congress in 2008, he plunked down $6 million, much of it going to defeat two fellow Democrats.
You know, I think it's important for the Democratic candidates to be competitive with the Republican candidates. And again, you already have Republican candidates who can put millions of dollars in. You have others who are talking about putting $10 million in. However, our Democratic candidates raise their money. If we are not competitive, we won't be able to get our message out.
Polis isn't the only candidate in the 2018 governor's race with deep pockets. Republican Victor Mitchell has already put $3 million into his own effort to replace Governor John Hickenlooper, a Democrat leaving after 8 years in office because of term limits. Add other potentially wealthy candidates, and it all points to a race for governor that could become a battle of big bucks. But big money from the candidate's own pockets doesn't always win the race.
Generally speaking, money is an essential factor in elections, but not sufficient to guarantee a successful campaign.
That's Sheila Krumholz, executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics, a nonpartisan nonprofit that follows money in politics.
You know, I think it's good news for those of us who care about democratic integrity that you can't waltz into politics and buy yourself a seat in Congress or a governorship.
KUNC looked at the campaign records of candidates running for statewide and congressional offices. There are some 30 cases where candidates spent $100,000 or even more of their own money. Yet in only 8 elections did the self-funding candidate succeed. And in 5 of those races, Polis was the candidate. But Krumholz says successful campaigns need more than cash.
So candidates need money, of course, and they need lots of it, but they also need charisma and connection with the voters and appealing ideas and a good, strong campaign organization and lots of hustle, lots of persistence.
5 Colorado candidates in our analysis spent nearly $2 million total, and they didn't even make the primary ballot. Just a year ago, former Colorado State Athletic Director and businessman Jack Graham spent nearly $2 million of his own money running for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. He finished 2nd.
Historically, in states like Colorado, having the most money or being able to fund your own campaign does not necessarily mean you're going to win. In fact, traditionally, the people who try to fund their own campaigns have not been successful.
That's Republican strategist Dick Wadhams. He managed Graham's campaign last year. He says rich candidates run for the same reasons anyone else does.
Wealthy individuals who run for public office are not motivated because of some personal ambition to serve in public office. They really are motivated to run for public office because of an agenda they believe in.
But there's a difference.
They're willing to put their own money out there.
That's the case for Polis as well. He's also spent heavily on ballot initiatives and other political efforts in Colorado. But how does he win when others falter? It may be because he spends so much. In his first ever race for office, a statewide Board of Education seat in 2000, he spent $1 million and won by a mere 90 votes.
I think that the reason that some candidates self-fund is the same reason that other candidates spend years calling millionaires and billionaires begging for money. It's that they want to serve. And unfortunately, in this country, to be able to run an effective campaign costs money.
Republican Victor Mitchell says the money he's spending on his own campaign is bringing new blood to state politics.
We need to have an outsider, a problem solver, a self-made person.
Mitchell is a former state representative from Castle Rock who runs a company that lends money to developers.
Well, I'm certainly not doing it for the money, obviously. That wouldn't be very good economics.
Despite what wealthy candidates spend, they're likely to be outdone next year by another source. That's unlimited independent spending by so-called super political action committees and nonprofits that work independently of campaigns and parties. They're responsible for many of the TV ads and mailers in campaigns these days. Here's Jared Polis again.
Because whatever candidates raise and spend, whether it's from wealthy donors, whether it's from themselves, whatever they raise and spend, that could be dwarfed by dark money and outside money.
For KUNC, I'm Sandra Fish.